take in the manifestation of God in Jesus to the whole world. Will we ever fully appreciate the power of this life-changing reality, the light in our world? It is an epiphany for all time. So besides a manifestation, another definition for the word epiphany that might help us appreciate the feast of the Epiphany is this. An epiphany is a sudden insight or awareness about the essence of something. I have had several epiphany moments in my life, as I'm sure you have. Moments when all of a sudden an insight shifts our understanding. For instance, there have been moments when I've experienced God in an interruption and realized that the person interrupting me had now become a gift, that the unexpected had become a blessing. And these epiphany moments do not need to be on a grand scale. I was talking to a parishioner about the holidays and meal preparations, and she literally said, "I had an epiphany. I do not need to peel another potato. Costco has ready-made mashed potatoes with little pats of butter on top, and they are quite delicious." That was an epiphany. In our gospel story today, the three wise men had more than an epiphany when they followed the star of Jesus. And it was not an experience just for the three of them. Their dream and intuition told them not to go back the way they came. They might have been sincere about their journey to the light, but Herod was not. Their journey was and is for all of us, needed now more than ever in our world, where according to a new survey, acts of terrorism, the rampage of violence experienced recently in San Bernardino, they have become our number one fear. This past week, I went to my brother's and spent one chilly morning journaling about the past year, thinking about the year to come, and meditating on the fire in the fireplace. Several times I had to get up, grab the fire tongs, and shuffle the logs. I also added a log to keep the fire going. In other words, I could not just sit there and watch. I needed to participate. The fire needed oxygen. It needed space to breathe. It is the same with us. It is not enough to build a pile of wood and get the fire started, then sit back. It is not enough to have an idea, a goal, or sense a new direction. There will be effort involved. An epiphany moment. It is okay, though, to take time to grow a fire. That is the way it is with life. We journey on our own uncharted paths, like the wise men, often with nothing more than prayer to guide us. Complaining, not trying to figure out how and when the light went out, affects not only us, but others. The different roads that we are forced to take don't need to relate to economics, employment, or health. We can be called by a dream to explore a new sense of mission and purpose. We cannot always be a roaring fire. Jesus was not when the wise men made their epic visit. The story in Matthew's gospel begins the effort to reveal that God loves us all. That the essence of light within Jesus is grace for the entire world. Our world is united by instant communication. We find out immediately when an act of violence has occurred, but hardly ever do we hear the positive efforts of others, their moments of light. When I was growing up, my mom often said, "It is better to light one candle than to curse the darkness." How do each one of us become a part of the solution and not dwell on the problems? I still take a daily newspaper, and I like to read it while eating breakfast. I noticed an article the other day about a doctor who was helping the poor, and then I saw a letter a few days later about him. This is the letter. "Thank you so much for the piece on the heroic Dr. Mull, who at the age of 77 honors his heart's call to provide medical service at a clinic that serves many impoverished families in South L.A. Commuting from his home in Irvine and arriving at work at 6 a.m. Emblematic of his selfless commitment are his own words. It was when tending to South Vietnamese farmers in desperate search for medical care during the war, I learned I like taking care of very, very poor people. What a needed respite for those of us increasingly mired in cynicism and disgust whenever we read newspapers or watch or hear the news. Thank you, Dr. Mull. Many of us are struggling to preserve some semblance of hope for humankind." Les H., Desert Hot Springs. Dr. Mull has become a light to many. Yet some of us may take longer to uncover a calling. I like to think of the wise men as having a little gray hair. They appreciated their journey and recognized the light when they saw it. There have been periods in my own life when believing and seeing the light was not easy. It took patience, prayer, and paying attention to find a new way forward. It was like moving logs in the fireplace so that there was room for the flames to breathe. And when the epiphany came, it was honored and followed, even though clarity was elusive. The wise men honored and followed their star. Yet even as they journeyed, they became increasingly aware of the evil that threatened and surrounded them and the child. The dream that warned them about Herod most likely did not catch them off guard, but maybe confirmed their dawning suspicion. Have you had dreams that confirm a direction to take or awaken you to different possibilities? What does this story of the wise men call us to be today? There could be a million answers to that question because God tailors each person's call to that person. I think God asks us to do things that we didn't think we could do, in places that we might prefer not to go. But there are blessings to be found in those places, blessings to give and blessings to receive. There is new light to see and new epiphany moments shared for all of us. So a spirituality of epiphany reminds us that God is a fellow adventurer on every road we travel. Every path can become a holy adventure with surprises and epiphanies around every corner. So the wise men are important for us today. They represent courage, wisdom, sincerity. They are God's messengers, that God's love, peace, light, and comfort are for all people in the entire world. The light and peace of Christmas is meant to grow and to be shared every single day. And here's another letter. Dear God, did you think Christmas would turn out like this when you started it? Love, Wendy, age 7. I think the answer is unfolding, and we are a part of it. I hope the following poem can inspire us to become a little more the light we need to be in our time and in our place. The Light by Leonard Cohen. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in.